Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and Masajidi is back. I'm so excited to do this show. He was such a great guest the last time we spoke, and we've become friendly, and we are excited about talking to all of you again. There's a little bit of sound in the background. Hello, Mas.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. I'm so glad that you're on the line with us again to talk
about...
Thank you.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, the wonderful work you do. It's so thrilling. And after the last time we did a show, I actually went to a workshop one evening that you gave in New York, mm-hmm. and it was so exciting, and I'm so... I value what you do, and so I was really glad to connect with you again and talk more about what you do and who you are and what it all means and how we can make the most of it, because you are very prolific. You work with a lot of people all the time.
Yeah.
You're a very busy guy. You have a bunch of people helping you so you can manage so many people who are seeking you out. It's it's a busy schedule that you have. Plus, you're a family man. You have children, so your life is really on the go all the time.
yeah, and somehow it just all seems to just fall right into place, though.
The universe at work.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what happens to all of us who can raise our frequencies, who can get out of our stuck places, and things mm-hmm. seem to be more streamlined after that.
Yes, it does. You know, there's no, you know, reaching out, trying to, or wanting something, or needing something. Everything just, again, just kind of comes into inside you or internally, and that's where that serendipitous things or magic happens, or, you know, people who think that they're lucky, or people who you've known that are lucky, that's what happens, basically. Pure source or your spirit, the higher spirit, just starts bringing things into play for you.
As we're meant to be also.
Yes, exactly. That's where we are actually our default state, as I call it.
Oh, that's wonderful to get to that default state, because most of us are in the fault state.
Yeah, that is so true. Yes, you know, most of us are always like trying to search for something outside of us, never feeling complete. Even, you know, and the sad thing about that, Peter, is that, you know, they're always looking for something physical to fill that gap or void, you know, from their life. And that's why I say people who want to be, say, wealthy, you know, once they become wealthy, they think all their problems are going to go away. And I know a lot of wealthy people, super wealthy individuals, and, you know, they still have the same problems as, say, the non-wealthy, you know. So
there are other problems to have in life other than money.
Oh, exactly. Or spirituality, or say, having that great relationship. People think that, you know, once I have a great relationship, all the other problems are going to go away. But, you know, it really doesn't. Again, it's not having money that's going to solve your issues, or not having money is going to solve your issues. It's just being really whole or complete yourself internally.
Right.
And then, you know, having the money, having the great relationships or whatever, health, that just starts to pop in, and that's like the icing on the cake.
One of the problems we have in life is how the media represents it, or even the people we brush shoulders with who seem to have much more in their lives, and
mm-hmm.
and then we look at those people and want to be, oh, if I could just have what they have, and we don't realize that very often they look at us and they go, I wish I could feel better. This person seems to, you know, they look at me, they say, wow, you're doing such wonderful things. And I am. It's so wonderful. And I have mm-hmm. my own struggles, as they do. And
yes.
and so we all, you and you have yours, but the higher your
yes.
frequencies go, the easier it is to work through them and to allow serendipity to work.
That is so true. And, you know, Everybody has struggles. I mean, even say a Buddha or Jesus or any of those people, you know, they had struggles even at their level. Being in physical form, you're always going to have struggles because that's how, you know, you say purify or ascend even higher. But you're right. The wherewithal, the tools to say conquer that struggle and turn it into, you know, something of great value for you, because that's what basically struggle is for you. It's not there to, you know, put you under the bus or destroy you. Like, but sadly enough, that's what happens to most people, isn't it?
That's how we hold it.
Destroyed. That's how we hold it. So true. But all those experiences that we have, it's not like you're in the wrong place, in the wrong life or anything like that. Or, you know, why did most of us use God do this to me? You know, it's all that. It's really about, you know, how can that, say, benefit me and ascend me higher? That's what it's really about. So you get the wherewithal, again, to ascend higher in those situations. And that deep knowing
right.
that it's going to be okay.
And there's a richness to the journey that we don't appreciate. And there's so much light in it.
Yes, that is so true. That is a fantastic, you know, idea that you brought up. You know, you start to see the beauty of the world in any situation, you know, whether it's you know, whether it's a happy moment or even, you know, some of the saddest moments. Again, you start to see how everything interacts with each other to create the world that we have. So everything you see from a beauty perspective,
right? And struggle can get us to realizations of mm-hmm. openings that are brilliant, that make us feel almost godly.
I think Napoleon Hill said, you know, when a man is pushed, shoved, you know, put into a corner, he has a chance to learn something about himself. You know, most of the great ideas were of men or women that were in their last, say, breath of, say, being in existence. You know, they were about to give up, and they made a fantastic turnaround. I was in that space as well after my near death. You know, lost pretty much everything. And in that last moment, I mean, especially for me, I know I was in meditation and I didn't know what else to do, you know, so I, you know, gave up, you know, gave my will. And then everything kind of just like turned around. It was just an amazing experience. I still remember it like it was just today. And within that moment, I had this feeling, or somebody started coming into me and said, "Hey, what have you lost now that you've lost everything?" You know, and that made me realize, like, wow, you know, I really haven't lost, because I thought part of me was how successful I was or who I was or what I did, and that really didn't matter. That was actually a byproduct of connecting. So really recreated something else in a different manner. And again, all the physicalness, you know, the niceties that we want here, you know, like money or the nice things or relationships, again, those start to become, say, in addition to the purity or the joy that you have. Those are just, that icing on the cake.
Byproducts.
Yes.
So I want to ask you, because you had two near-death experiences, mm-hmm. and you and I discussed the other day how some people are shaken up by their near-death experiences and don't recover very well from them. And yet you were primed because of your youth. There was a path that you had been on that
yes.
brought you to a new place that was beneficial and an opportunity for you. Could you talk about that,
sure.
that journey?
Sure. You know, I was telling you that even, you know, in my younger days, you know, I scoured these religious texts where other people were, say, you know, partying. And, yeah, I used to party and stuff, but not that much. But I was drawn into, say, the religious text, motivational text, anything that I could get my hands on to find or unlock that key to that true happiness. Because, again, in my youth, I saw a lot of wealthy people. I was around a lot of wealthy people, and I thought, you know, that was the magic bullet. But no, you know, they had the same issues. Some of them had drinking issues, things like that. So obviously, you know, it wasn't that complete happiness. And again, guys, I'm not saying that wealth is bad or anything like that. I'm actually saying the opposite. Once you can get connected to Pure Source, wealth is your natural state. But it shouldn't say rule you, or you shouldn't deem it as your security, which most people do, and that's what ruins them. But throughout my life, I've always been searching, you know, always been studying successful individuals. I read a lot of autobiographies of successful individuals, and what made them tick. So when I had my near-death experience, I guess I was groomed on bringing that knowledge, the real knowledge, or that we need in this realm, bring that down from the higher planes into this physical form. Again, like you said, Peter, a lot of people who have near-death experiences, they get so distorted because that knowledge is so different, so pure up there, that they come down here and they just feel the density of this world, and it destroys them. You know, they need help. In fact, a lot of younger kids who have near-death experiences, they have a higher rate of suicide because they want to go back, you know, to that death, spirit form.
It's beautiful out there.
it's gorgeous out there. I've been there a couple times. It's nice.
Well, let's talk about the work you're doing mm-hmm. here now.
Okay.
And you've talked about foundation frequencies, and that
yes.
we want to shift, because so many of us have these foundation frequencies, which are our seemingly our Waterloos, but they're actually our opportunities. But it's where we feel the flattest in life, because it's kind of a plateau, and it might not be a high enough plateau that we're happy with.
Yes. So the foundation frequencies, you know, everybody comes. I work on so many people, Peter, and you know, they always have, you know, these issues. It's like, okay, I have to resolve this issue, or you know, put this fire out in my life, and then I have to go put this fire out in my life, and if I put this other fire out in my life, you know, I'll be fine. But there's so many fires out there, and the sad thing is we work at a level that, you know, the fires just keep getting created, because those foundation frequencies keep generating the same kind of patterns for us, and that's what I see. So if you, foundation frequencies, if you can imagine a tree, you know, that the tree pulls up frequencies, right? And if that frequency of, say, is of being abused, right? Whatever that tree, whatever fruit that tree, say, grows, is going to be have a sense of, well, abuse in it. So in your areas of physical health, you know, you're going to be, well, and I've seen this happen where people get into accidents. You know, this one lady, she had this frequency of, say, getting hit in the head. And she had like 17 surgeries on her head.
She was hit in her head so much. And I've heard of stories like that where people just have repeated incidents in their lives that go on
over
and on.
Over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was this guy, I don't know where he's from. His father was struck by lightning, I don't know, a couple hundred times. He was struck by lightning a couple hundred times. So those kind of frequencies, I mean, how does that stuff happen? There's frequencies that help you attract whatever there is out there.
Well, those are extreme, but they're also very subtle frequencies, foundations in people's lives. Could have to do with relationships, could have to do with finance, health, all kinds of ways that mm-hmm. we seem to get stuck.
Yes, exactly. If the feeling of non-deserving is in your space, you know, people make so much money, X amount of money, and if they make more than that, what feels like non-deserving for them, they lose it. The relationships, you know, they can only go so far because of that non-deserving space. You know, they start breaking apart when they get deeper and deeper into relationship, or even health. If they feel that they can't be vibrant because, you know, that's non-deserving for them, they'll start to get sick or something will happen to them where it brings them back down to that non-deserving feeling.
And yet,
yes,
they don't realize where they don't even know that they're in this non-deserving space.
Yes, exactly. So when they come into me, you know, they always say, you know, I have this issue. But then I can see, I'm a computer guy. My background is in computers before I had my near-death experience. So I kind of see the forms or, say, the global frequencies or, you know, in computer language, the global programming that controls everything within that, say, program or your life. And that's what I see. But so once you start changing, you know, the global programs, then everything starts to change for you just naturally and effortlessly. Really.
Yes. Now, to understand these global programs, these foundations, mm-hmm.
yes.
we really can find them in our families, in our genes. For instance, my brother, my twin brother and I have mm-hmm. many of the same foundation mm-hmm. global issues, and
yes.
Not all the same, but many. And we can see them in other parts of our families, but we also have had past lives, and they're all, and even in this life, we've been conditioned by our parents and our teachers
yes.
and peer mm-hmm. groups. So we establish these misbeliefs in ourselves that create these foundations of unworthiness.
Yes, if you want to do that yourself, Peter, I just do it faster for you. Remove those frequencies. That's all. But you know, if you want to do it yourself, start really looking at not say the experience of what's happening at you or for you, but actually the similarities of experiences or that thread that ties them all together. Because you'll start to find that you know there is a lot of similarities or patterns. Or the same frequencies that generate through all the experiences. Most of us get stuck in, this happened to me, this happened to me, this happened to me, but they yeah. don't go deeper.
Right.
And they don't see the similar patterns.
We're stuck in our stories of unworthiness.
Yes, exactly.
And what I'd like you had suggested that you could emit some frequencies into the show here for people listening.
Oh.
And
yes.
And we can still keep talking while you're mm-hmm. doing that. So if our audience would like to be receptive to these, they're welcome to receive what you're sending out.
Yes.
Even if they're listening to an archived recording of the show, they can still get these frequencies.
Yes. Yes. And it's amazing. Nowadays, I'm at this level. Even like say when I just normally talk, people start feeling the effect of what I do. So if you're if you're driving and listening to the show, just be careful because some people do get disoriented, even while we're having the interview. But I have been working on you guys since we've been talking, Peter.
Okay.
So if you're feeling a little different, guys. That's the reason why.
I've always said a good healer just needs to show up.
Yes, exactly. that is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
And so...
Beautiful statement.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's frequencies that we carry because we want to mm-hmm. be of service. So we just
yes.
can't help it.
Yes, exactly. You can't shut it off because right. you just are, right?
Right. Now, let's talk about... deleting, because mm-hmm. your frequencies can delete things.
Yes. Deleting is really interesting. You know, when I look at you again, you know, computer example, is I can see what's happened to you in the past. Just like computer logs, you know, everything is created a history or a history file. And somehow I've been able to tap into you at any level or pretty much at any age that's distorted you. So I can go back in time. I can go forward in time as well and delete certain files because, you know, if you have, a future of, say, distortion, I can delete that for you. But most of the time, if you delete anything in the past that's created that distortion, then, say, your events or choices or realities that are there for you in the future and even in the present moment start to change because there's no distortion in the past for you. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm an intuitive, as you know, and I was once working with a guy who had a breathing problem, and we went back into his previous life, and he actually had suffocated to death in that life.
Yes, I see that. Mm-hmm.
And then we were able to clear that. He came back to the present, and all of a sudden, he was breathing fine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it happens a lot. Quite a bit. In fact, most of the things that we see here, whether it's like physical issues or like money issues or relationships, whatever, is a frequency that's resonating either from family values or some past life experience, whatever it might be, or something in this life that's created, or say something outside of your space that's like, say, distorting your frequency. So anyway, deleting those files is really interesting. What's beautiful is, say you're, this is an example, right, of a client that I was working on. So this woman, she had been abused, you know, from the ages of like 6 to like 12. And so I went back and I deleted those files. And so what that means in her real life, you know, she was about 55 or something when I started working on her. A couple of weeks later, she comes back to me and she goes, "Moss, you know, I'm seeing things from a perspective of a young girl. So what's happening is you're rewriting that script because there's no script between 6 to 12 now. So she's running a duplicate life where she's seeing herself as a little girl from 6 to 12. She'll get images to rewrite that script to place in there. And it's happened to thousands of people now, where it's over and over again, you delete some files, and then they go back in time and recreate it in this moment in time. It's really a cool feeling. It's like reliving your childhood, maybe a childhood that you never had or you wanted to have.
And as children, we're confused, and when we're abused, we don't know how to hold it, so we take it against ourselves. And that's where self-worth issues show up.
Yes.
And then we go forward and we're no good.
Yes, so that is so true.
We can go back with the wisdom of being an older person, being able to heal that in ourselves.
Yes. And, again, like you said, once you heal those or bring your natural state into, balance, because that's where you should belong, other realities that might be closed or locked to you actually open up for you, and your world just changes just naturally. It just happens. I ask people all the time, when they become, say, successful or they find a good relationship, whatever it might be, it's like, what did you do? Was there anything specific? And they always go, no, it just happened for me.
It's wonderful. And yet there we do have a lot of clearing to do. We can have detoxing.
Yes. The heavier or the more laden you are, the more baggage you've created or you've brought along, the more detox, because you have to let go of all that baggage. So people do get a detox effect at working on after I've worked on them. So just be aware of that. But, Peter, even that, I would say about 30 or 40% of the people that I work on, they just go forward with no detox effect, because they're ready to move on.
That's great.
Do a 180.
Right, and what they're experiencing to be able to move on is that higher frequency that is smoother.
Yes.
And so they're not bumping into themselves anymore. They've risen to a level where they can float over the past and move beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that higher level of tone.
Yeah, and I would say the other, say, 40%, 50% of the people, they have some detox effect, and then there's some people who have major detox effects because they've got so much baggage, or usually they're in a control frequency where, say, somebody living or even, in spirit world has some kind of control over them. So
they might need some extra work.
Yeah, it just takes a little longer for them, but they do try to get, some severe symptoms. But even the detox, Peter, you have a deep knowing that it's for the best.
Right, because you're
different than getting started.
Because you've infused these higher frequencies, so it's a higher frequency of realization that can manage these dark places better.
Yes. And yes, exactly.
Good, good. Because we know ourselves better when we can know our souls better, our truer souls better, then we can deal with all these mistaken identities of ourselves that we're holding on to.
That goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning. You know, in the beginning, I said I was pretty much grooming my life. So when I had that near-death experience, you know, I brought that knowledge back. You know, when people have a detox effect, it depends on the level of, say, grooming that they've had to not have that detox effect.
Right. The support of the past that might be of great value to them, or people around them now that can help hold them in a loving embrace.
Exactly. Because what happens is again, I don't infuse any infrequencies that you don't have already. You know, when I had my near death, I was brought close to that pure source connection. When I work on you or anybody else, what I do is bring that connection between you and pure source together, really. So I'm that
love
anchor
that.
Person.
I love that. Thank you. So and
it's like having a near death without the near death experience. That's all.
Wonderful. And we only have a few minutes left. So your website is?
My website is mossajati.com.
Let's spell that.
M-A-S and then S. AJADY.com.
Great. MossSajadi.com. And actually, you're going to be in New York in a couple of weeks at the New Life Expo.
I will be. About mid-October.
Right.
Yes, I'll be the keynote speaker there.
At the New Life Expo. And that's, I know you'll be, you'll be the speaker on Friday evening. And again, you're doing a workshop on Saturday afternoon. And people can sign up online at newlifeexpo.com.
Yes.
And that's great.
And we're doing a special event on Monday, too, I guess. They've held me over.
Oh, good. Good.
So,
everybody can find
all the times are on the website or at the New Life Expo website.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It'll be good to see you again. I'll be there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and this is so much fun talking with you, and it's always great to connect with
you. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you, Moss. I'm glad you could be on Energy Stew.
Thank you. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'm holding a lot of classes in New York. I, as many of you know, I'm an intuitive. I have a private practice. And I'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.